Rav Menachem Goldstein, Nitiv HaTorah 40. Perek Zayin.
Perek Zayin. We are starting Perek Zayin. Everyone's on. Zayin. Perek Zayin. Covered. Achar Shidbar. After it was explained. Clear. בפרקים הקודמים, on the previous chapters, כי התורה היא שכל אלוקי נבדל. That the Torah is like wisdom from heaven, which is separated from us. ואי אפשר שקנה התורה אם לא על ידי הפרישה מן הגשמי. The way to accept the Torah is by separating ourselves a bit from the materiality. Other way we cannot get, accept, be in touch with the Torah, which is so high. כל שכן קו החומר שלא יהיה לימוד התורה בעצמו משום ענתו. So it's קל וחומר. We can learn from that that the learning Torah shouldn't be for our enjoyment benefit. Let's say, I will give a few examples. Someone is learning Torah just for the money. Someone is paying him. Please see. If he wouldn't get money, he wouldn't be learning. Yes, so that's interesting because we see. I will give you a modern example at Israel. Sometimes on the education system at Israel there is shvita. How do you say shvita?
Strike.
Strike. Okay. So the general system are stopping to teach. Almost every year on 1 to September, they are making negotiation about the salaries and they are saying, we won't open, and then it takes a week or two or a few days, depends which age, till they will open. And that occurs many other times. And on the corona, they demand, just if we will accept that, and that. Differently on the religious education of Chede and Talmud Torah was no strike, never. Why? Because they are suffering, they are getting much less. But that's because on the Gemara it said, "En mevatlim Talmud Torah afilu lebinyan besamigdash." The Gemara Maseret Megillah is saying you are not allowed to cancel learning Torah even for building the besamigdash. So it's like. Totally forbidden. So their only way to get more money is like by influence from above, from the leaders of Moetzes Gdolei HaTorah or Chavrei Knesset or something like that. But strikes are not occurring usually, and sometimes it's contradiction, right? Because the girls are under the government system, Chinuch Atzmai, and they are not following the system of the Istadrut Amurim. They are not making strikes, even on times that they were stuck. So they are very angry at them, but okay. So that is showing that learning Torah, that's example, that learning Torah shouldn't be, thank you very much, learning Torah shouldn't be for our benefit. So benefit might be, first, for money, secondly, for honor or for other reasons, like
don't lock it.
What? No need to lock.
It's not locked.
Now you improve that 90%. Thank you. So
comes through on your recording.
So we are saying everything that person is doing for his honor or something which is from the material is the opposite than the Torah, which is separated from the materiality. And if person מחבם ואם האדם on the left side מחבם בתורתו אל דברים אלו דבר זה הוא העדר התורה. If his intention is his purpose is for his benefit, that lack of the Torah, כי דברים אלו אין שייכים דברים אלו שהם גשמיים ולכך דבר זה הוא העדר התורה כמו שהתבהר. So now he is going to bring other sources which are occurs much more at the yeshivot. But before I will continue, I want to say a short introduction that usually the yeshivot are compared to Tevas Noach. What's Tevat Noach? That Noach, while on the Dor HaMabul, He was hidden from the outside world.
Close there.
Yes, and he was close there. And it's not inside the outside world. That was separated from the world. On the world was gzera of canceling. That's why the water came down 3 tefachim, depth 30 centimeters, to show that, as we learned already, Olam Chesed Ibaneh, the whole world is built because of Midas HaChesed of Hashem, yes, generosity and goodness of Hashem, and the world behaved the opposite side of Gezel, Hamas, thieving. So that's why the world was destroyed. It's not punishment, it's they lost the merit to continue existing. So that means that Noah and his family weren't belong to this world. They were taken out. Yes, and that's why they had to work so hard during this year. What they did during this year is to feed animals. And each animal different hour. Once Noah was late to give the lion his meat, so he bite his leg. It was an awful situation, yes? And that's like 1 year you are making dedicated to others, that's showing that you are behaving opposite than the other world. Okay.
So like, why, we him and I were learning earlier, and the Navi is warning Yeravam not to be a promiscuous king, and if he abstains from this, that he'll be successful, and you know, not to have like a dictatorship, that's self-serving dictatorship, you know.
Dictator. Don't be dictator. Right, be so, for the world.
Yeah. So the Nevi'im in other places seem to imply that there will come a point in time where it says the people will say that God has abandoned us. But it seems like that now. Why is God allowing dictators now? Why is God allowing the homosexuals now? Like why is all these things going on now? Like why then it seemed that God takes care of it, but now
that's
it's like
subject
it's like,
for a lesson by itself. But shortly, I will say that if the whole world is 8-9 billion people, and there are let's say 16-17 million Jews. And among them, there is a million or two who are keeping mitzvot, 10%.
Not even 10%.
About, let's say, believe that God keeps Shabbos, Kashrut. That's just minority of the Jewish nation. So we have much more to do. Yes, another 80% missing. And when people, if Am Yisrael is making sins, that's worse, because by their sins they are creating also punishment for the whole world, not only for ourselves. Yes, so we have what to improve. But let's come back to this subject. I'm coming to a deeper point about learning Torah and about Yetzirah. I said that the yeshivot are compared to Tevas Noach, and the mashgichim on the yeshivot used to say, not all the mashgichim, but the Gdoila Torah said that even we can hide ourselves into the yeshivot and to avoid from Yetzer Orer, which is running around the yeshivot outside, but there is inside the Yetzer Orer that you cannot run away. And that's you, maybe it's less familiar to you, but let's say that's much more on Israeli yeshivas. Which Yetzer Orer? Of proud. Why? Because proud is a spiritual trait. When the regular yeshivot at Eretz Yisrael is competition to challenges, to development, to knowledge, to learn more and to know more and to find solutions for difficult questions, and they are struggling each one with the others. So sometimes it becomes like feeling, I beat you, I beat him down, and I succeeded to answer something that others didn't succeed. So person starting to become proud. So even inside the yeshivot, you cannot come out from this feeling. So unless you are working on that, you are aware to this option. So that's the base for the next source that now is going to explain. ובפרק חמד את טיינס, עוד לגמור אוף מוסרי טיינס דף זיין עמוד א', רבי בנה אומר, כל האויסק בתורה לשמה נעשית לו סם חיים, שנאמר, עץ חיים מילה מחזיקים בה, ואומר, רפאות תהיה לשריך, ואומר, כי מוציא מצא חיים. I will stop here on the first sentence and I will translate that. Everyone that is busy with learning Torah and that becomes for him like medicine for life. Yes? How? Shenema. What's the source? Pasuk. Pasuk is enough to be solved. That's how the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Yes? Like architect. So, Etz Chaimi Labachzikim Ba. That's the Torah, is like a root for life, tree of life for the people who are holding it. Ve'omer rifut tii lesharecha, that will be healing your body. Ve'omer ki motzi matzah chaim, everyone that find me, what? The Torah, matzah chaim. Now the negative side. Ve'chol ha'oisek b'Torah shelo lishma, the one that is busy learning Torah shelo lishma, not for the right purpose. So then, nases lo samaves, it has become to him like deaf medicine. Shemishmo, you see? The same expression. Shenemar, yarov kamata likhi v'en arifa el ha'ariga. Shenemar, v'afu sham et ha'igla. Ad kan. So he's saying, sometimes the same Torah can be good for one and very negative for B. If the students or the Talmid Chochem that learning it is trying to achieve the truth and to find the solution and to know the Torah and to give that to others, that's good. But if he's trying to step on that to be higher than his friends and to show himself, that's become negative. And that's big sakana even inside the Batei Midrashot. Because everywhere has a ladder. Some play, if you are with sports, so who is running faster, Frank stronger, and jumping, swimming, whatever. And if you are with the sport of the brain, so it becomes sometimes like competition, who is better than others. And I have daughters at Shiduchim, So we are trying to check for Bochurim. So there is like ladder that saying this Bochur is one of the best Bochurim of the Yeshiva. The other one is Beinoni, the other one is not so much. So the people are measuring what's his level, yes? And everyone, that's life, yes? So but we saw that the Gedolei Torah, there was someone, I will give you an example. Someone was chavruse of someone met Rav Genichovsky, Avrom Genichovsky. He was living at Bnei Brak. He was Rosh Yeshiva, I forgot the name of the Yeshiva. Very genius. Yes, I read some articles that he wrote, some lessons that he said. Wow. It's like Googling the sources and thinking about options that I couldn't imagine before, seeing the sources and making every two options, and then what will be the difference between according to A or B, and wow. Okay, I will give you an example. There was a Bnei Brak case that someone had Yain Shvis. What's Yain Shvis? That's wine which was made by Oitzar Beis Din in a permitted way, because it was grouped by Beis Din and not sold, is given a cheaper price, something like that. Divided, okay, given, okay. And he had many butters. On the third year of Shemitah, he has to take that out, to make that Hefker. Rav David Aho, do you say Hefker? Before daughtership. Onless. Yes, okay. Okay. So he couldn't carry all the boxes with the bottles outside to the street to make hefker, as should be normally. Yes, in front of three people. So he called three people and told them, I'm mafkir my apartment in front of you. So normal Jews would say, okay, bye-bye, I have to, bye-bye, I'm going home. One of them tried to be clever. He said, okay, your apartment, you said that you mafkir your apartment. So I want to have your apartment. So he took the door, took it out, and put it back. On halacha, if you are making lock or a door, that's gadar na'al parat, that's one of the ways, except of money or the legal document, that you can have ownership on land, on field. So he said, your apartment belongs to me. Okay, that came to Beis Din of in front of Rabbi Avraham Genichovsky. So he said, so he thought to himself, I want to help this Jew. So that was mafkir. So he said, okay, before you made your act with the door, it was hefker. And that was laid above the lower apartment, lower coma.
Floor.
So he was buying your apartment bikini and chotzer. Bikini and chotzer, that means everything that inside my home, someone throw a ball into my home, or mafkir, so that becomes mine. So he bought that before you. And the neighbor below wants to help him and not to take his apartment. And that was his trick, legal trick, halachic trick, to solve the problem, okay? So you see, that's a way of thinking of Jewish person, okay? So this Rabbi Genichovsky, Daven Hanetzach Hamar, Vatikin, very early, finished. So he went on the street, someone met him, and they were discussing in the middle of the street, half an hour, about something. And it was very complicated, questions, answer. Suddenly someone came out, it was 8 o'clock morning, he was going to Daven. So he was also Talmid Chochem. So they stopped him to ask him what he's thinking about the subjects that they discussed. So he said, sorry, I haven't said yet Birkat HaTorah. So I must say Birkat HaTorah, Asher Bachabanu, Asher Kucham Mitzav Tzvasok B'Divrei Torah, before I will speak Divrei Torah with you. So he said Birkat HaTorah, then he listened, then he said his opinion, okay, he went out, away. So then the Chavrusi of Rav Genichovsky told him, oh, you see, we already finished Tfilah and we're learning 1 hour, and he didn't achieve yet to say Birkat HaTorah. So Rav Genichovsky answered him, but he also haven't achieved to say Lashon Hora yet today. So you see, this rabbi was on such high level that for me, it's everything that he's writing, I have to repeat twice every page in order to understand. And he was so humble to say, not to criticize others, even that he was on such high level. Yes? So that's an practical example for saying that you can do the same act of learning Torah in both ways. All that it becomes some chayim, like some things like medicine or drugs for life or drugs for death. Yes? Both sides. Okay, let's continue. Now I'm on the sixth line of page Lamed, or Perek Kamedi Times. Medame HaToira she'isam chayim le'adam. שהסם מניח הרופא מבחוץ על האדם, ועל ידי הסם הזה הוא החיים. He is comparing the Torah, which is like medicine for life, for the person, because the doctor, let's say someone was wounded, he's putting antibiotic creams on the cut, and that blocks the blood, that makes it dry, that helps fight the bacteria. And after a few days pudding, that will solve the, that he won't have infection, okay? So, Kach HaTorah, the same thing, HaTorah נבדלת מן האדם ודבוקה לאדם. that this medicine is like the Torah, which is separated from the person, but it attached to the person, to heal him, to cure him, because our way of being created as material human being, so we have desires and weak sides and the bad traits that we should fix. We should develop our personalities, and we are doing that by the Torah, which is outside of us. Yes? Okay. כמו הסם שהוא בחוץ דבק באדם, the same as the medicine which is outside attached to the person. וכמו שהתורה היא סם חיים לתלמיד חוכם שעוסק בלשמה, the same as the Torah is like medicine for life to the תלמיד חוכם that is busy with that לשם שמיים, לשמה, to fulfill the mitzvah, to know, to come to the truth. כך התורה היא סם המוות לתלמיד חכם שאינו עוסק לשמה. Same way, the Torah is becoming like medicine for death, for someone that is not learning the Torah לשם שמיים. ודבר הזה ביארנו אצל המשתמש בתג החלף. Yes? And these things we learned about someone, we learned that maybe a month ago. Someone that is using the Taga Chalaf, he is trying to be proud on others. Taga means crown. He's taking the crown of his knowledge to show himself, I'm better than you, I will decide for you, I should be respected more than you. Is yes, there is saying that someone came to another story. Someone came to his rabbi and asked him, I don't know, I learned Maseches Ovis. It said there that someone that is running after the Kavod, running after Hanner, so HaKavod Boreach Mimeno. The Hanner is running away from him. And someone that is running from the Kavod, running away, doesn't want to be Hanner, the Hanner is running after him. So I decided to run off the Kavod, and is not running after me. That was his question to the rabbi. So the rabbi answered him, you know what's the problem? You are running away, but each time that you reach the corner of the street, you look back if he's already started to run after you. So when you see you look at him, he's hiding himself. Yes, the hunter. That's like analogia, metaphor. Yes, you understood? So that's what he means, משתמש בתג החלף. Don't use your Torah in order to control others, to show yourself I'm more important than you, I should something. כי המשתמש בדבר שהוא קודש על דבר שהוא חול, מגיע אליו המיטה. If he's using for a holy object, for getting benefit, not holy, so then מגיע אליו, he deserves to be dying. כמו מי שנהנה מקודש השמיים. Yes, the same as someone that was enjoying coaching. What's coaching? There are two ways. There is coaching goof, like someone donated cows or sheep to be sacrificed, korban oila. So he's riding on this cow, or he's putting his luggage on. So he shouldn't use, that's holy, that's forbidden. Or let's say there is kochei mamon. Let's say there is machta on Beis HaMikdash. So he's using that for private use to prepare omelette. You are not allowed, that's meila. Yes? So, ki en metziut le davar chomrim hanivdal. Ulefichach. אם נהנה האדם שהוא חול מקודש השמיים, שהיא התורה, בא אליו המיטה. If person is enjoying the person that is not holy, enjoying the kochim, קודש השמיים, which is the Torah, so he deserves the מיטה. שאין אלו דברים שיש להם מציאות וחיבור יחד. It doesn't go together to take the holy thing and to make it lower for you on benefit. שאין אלו דברים שיש להם מציאות וחיבור יחד, ונדחה פחות והחול מן אשר הוא קודש. Then it's rejecting the lower level, the person that using that for your own benefit, that rejected from the side which is holy. וכמו שאמר כתוב, אלוקים ראינו מות נמות. It says, for example, וכי אלוקים הוא מיטה לאדם. Yes? So, the wife of the mother of Shimshon, was telling her husband, we saw an angel, we will die. Yes? Why? Because he's asking, what, seeing Hashem is deaf? אלא שאומר שאין לאדם להתחבר עם הקודש. Person shouldn't be attached with the holy thing, yes, for his benefit. והאדם שהוא חול נדחה, so then he is rejected. ולכך אמר, אם האדם מחבר התורה שהיא קודש קודשים אל דבר שהוא חול, ראוי לאדם שיקבל מיתה. If the person is attaching the Torah, which is the most holiest thing to benefit material benefit, that deserves mitzvah. Next time we will continue from here. Thank you. I'm five lines above the before the end of this time. Bye. Thank you. Your brother?